Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again on a Tuesday. Amen. We thank God for you, you and you. And we pray that you had a wonderful week. And we trust that the Lord blessed you throughout the week. And as I say each and every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise, because the scripture lets us know that let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. So if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise today. It is just good to be above ground rather than below. Amen. And you ought to shout out and say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We hope that you had a wonderful week and a wonderful weekend. And we pray that God showed up at your various services over the weekend. We had a wonderful time on this past Sunday. And our very own Minister Gray brought forth the word, which is my wife, a powerful woman of God. And we thank God for the word that we heard on this past Sunday. In our absence of our pastor, they went to a graduation service, or a retirement service rather. Amen. And we heard that they made it back safely. And we thank God for you, Pastor, for the Lord taking you there and bringing you guys back safely. And sending a shout out to you this morning, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church at 16 South Wilson Avenue in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. The name of our church is True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir, as well. And as always, to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray. We will watch this on Facebook later on today. And so I love you, honey, and thank you for the word that God gave you on this past Sunday. Amen and amen. It's just good for us to be here. And without further ado, I'm going to go into the word of the Lord. I may try and take some phone calls. I'm not promising, depending on how far I go. But I just wanted to encourage somebody today, amen, to stay connected. Don't let anything separate you, amen, from God. And I'm going to be coming from a very familiar passage of scripture. That is Romans 8, chapter 8, verses 35 through verses 39. Again, that is Romans 8, chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. And I'm going to read this into your ears, saying praise the Lord to you, Ms. Fuller, who is watching by way of Facebook, and pray that others will join as well. And it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to be here just one more time. Lord, I decrease so that you will increase, and that you and you alone will get the glory. Be with me these few moments as I bring forth your word to encourage your people today, as well as to encourage myself. Lord, I just thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Remember those that are sick and afflicted, those that have lost loved one. Bring them comfort as only you know how. And God, and let them know, God, that you don't make mistakes. And God, and we're just praying you comfort them. God, remember the backslider, whom he or she may be. And God, just we're praying for those that are in leadership, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. We're praying you give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. Remember our church leaders. guide them and direct them as to what you would have them say to your people. In Jesus' name, I say thank you and amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Mrs. Alamazor. Hallelujah. Thank God for you joining us again on Facebook. Amen. So I want to deal with a subject today. Amen. Stay connected. Don't let anything separate you from God. The Bible lets us know that in the last days that there would be a great falling away, meaning that many were going to fall away, were going to turn away and leave God. We're living in a day now where people today, they're falling away from God, that they're giving up on God. And so here we're reading in this particular passage, Paul, he had not been to Rome yet, but he is writing in the anticipation that he is going to come to Rome. And this church was started by Gentiles who presumably on the day of Pentecost, when God released his spirit, poured out his spirit on all men, women, boys, and girls. The Bible says that in the last days that God was going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. And so there was a pouring out of the spirit of God, just as Joel had prophesied that God was going to pour out his spirit. And we know the story if we read there in Acts chapter 2, amen, how God poured out his spirit, amen, and it touched those that were in the upper room, and there were men from all nations, and they heard them speak in their language. And so it was from that point that men, and the Bible lets us know that there were men, devout men of every nation that were there. And presumably when the spirit was poured out, those that were of Rome went back to Rome and they begin to start churches. And Paul, he gets wind that the people in Rome had started churches, and he wanted to let them know that he wanted to come and visit them. In the meanwhile, he wanted to encourage them because he understood that later on the church would face persecution. They were going to go through trials, because they were going to be persecuted by those that were against Christianity, those that didn't understand this new gospel, and that they were going to go through some things. And Paul here in the chapter 8, he wanted them to know to don't let anything separate you from the love of God. See, there is nothing that separates us from God except sin. There's nothing that separates us from his love. God's love. God's going to love us despite of ourselves. He's going to love us, amen, in spite of sin. Sin separates us from being connected to God in a way that God would be pleasing. But it doesn't separate us from his love. God loves us. See, that's why when we talk about sin, we don't hate the sinner. We hate the sin. God loves, amen, the sinner, but he hates the sin. Whatever the sin is, God hates the sin. Amen. And so sin doesn't even separate us from his love. Because the Bible tells us that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. So my point is that God never leaves us, but we leave God. We leave God. Many people leave God. Now, don't want to put myself in there, because I will never leave God. Hallelujah. But people leave God for various reasons. Paul here is writing to a church that's going to face persecution. Hallelujah. They're going to go through some trials and tribulations. And you know what? People abandon God because they think that God has abandoned them. Why? Because they go through things. They go through trials. They go through situation. They go through things that they don't understand.
it brings me to mind of Job. When Job couldn't understand all the calamity that he was going through, the enemy had came to God and told God, take your hedge away from it. And what I'm and allow me to do some stuff. Allow me to persecute him. Allow me to take his children. Allow me to cause him to get sick, get boils over his body. Allow me to take his finances away. Allow me to attack his stock, his livelihood. And you know what, God? He's going to curse you to your face. And God said, okay, Satan, you can do everything you want to him, but don't take his life. Why? Because God was bragging on Job. He knew that Job was not going to leave him. He knew that Job was not going to give up on him. Job made the famous quote, said that, yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Is there anybody within the sound of my voice? You've got to make it up in your mind that though you go through things that you don't understand, Job didn't understand why he was going through what he was going through. The Bible said that he was a perfect, an upright man who eschewed evil. That means he hated evil. But yet even this man who the Bible says was perfect and eschewed evil, he had to go through something. See, we're going to go through some things. And Paul posed the question. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And he begins to throw out some things. Shall tribulation? Or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Is that going to separate you from the love of God? Because maybe we don't have, is that going to cause you to turn your way, turn away from God, give up on God? The songwriter says, don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. But many times, because we go through some things, people get sick, then they want to give up on God. They go through financial difficulties, then they want to give up on God. It makes me think about the famous footprint in the sand. And we know the story of how the man was walking through the sand. And there were instances in life that he had to go through some stuff that he didn't understand. He had to go through some trials and tribulations. And he thought that the Lord was with him. But he only saw one footprint. And the Lord let him know that I was with you all the time. And he questioned, just paraphrasing, if you will. He said, why, when I went through some of the stuff that I went through, did I only see one footprint? And we know the story how the Lord had to say that it was through those times that you were going through what you were going through that I carried you. See, sometimes when we think that God's not with us, he's carrying us. He's carrying us. Job wondered, where was God when he was going through he never cursed God, but he wondered, where was God? But God was there all along. God was bragging on Job. God was saying to Satan, yeah, go ahead and do what you want to with him, but don't take his life. But he's going to brag on me. He's not going to curse me. He knows that I'm with him. Job, when he couldn't find God, he understood, but God knew where he was. Can I tell somebody today, you've been going through some situation. You've been going through some trials. You've been dealing with some things that you don't understand. But can I tell you, God is with you, and for you to stay connected. Don't allow the enemy to trick you. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that God don't love you. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you and tell you that God's not with you. God is with you. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, when your father and your mother forsake you, when they give up on you, when your sisters and your brothers give up on you, God said, I am there. I am with you. I am with you when you're in the valley. Sometimes we go down in the valley and we think that we're alone. But can I tell you, the Bible lets us know that he's a lily in the valley. Oh my God, he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Oh my God, I'm talking to somebody today. You think because you're in the valley, you think that you're alone. But God said that I'm with you. Don't allow the devil to cause you to get disconnected from God. Paul was saying, stay connected. Oh my God, don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. He goes on and he said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. He says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Oh, can I tell somebody today? The enemy wants you to think that you are defeated. Wants you to think that it's over. Wants you to think that you're the borrower. But God said that you win. You win. If you stay connected to me, you're going to win. You're not just going to win, but you're going to be more than a conqueror. See, more than a conqueror means that I can praise him when it seems like the enemy wants me to think that I've got nothing to praise him for. But you're more than a conqueror when you can praise God in spite of. Oh, I wish I had somebody today that you understand I got to yet praise. I'm going to praise him. It ain't happened yet what I'm looking for him to do. It ain't happened yet, but I'm going to yet praise him. Oh, my God. You see, when they were going into the valley, going into the promised land, when they were getting ready to go into Jericho, you know, they didn't wait till the battle was over. You see, the difference between Joshua's generation and the difference between God, Moses' generation. Moses' generation had to see it happen. Then they would give God the glory. Hallelujah. Joshua's generation praised them while they were going in. They praised them even if it hadn't yet happened. They were praising. God told Joshua, said, get the people ready. Get the people ready. We're getting ready to go into the promised land. I'm talking to somebody and telling you today, it's your season. Get ready, get ready. Get ready to go into the promised land. Get ready. But don't wait till you get there. Be like Joshua's generation. See, when they were getting ready to go in, God said that what I want you to do is I want you to go around Jericho 6 times. And I want you to give God some glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go around 6 times. But on the 7th time, I want you to shout. I want you to give me glory. I want you to give me praise. And I can imagine the enemy as they were sitting there watching the children of Israel go around their walls. They must have questioned, what are they doing? What have they lost their minds? Hallelujah. But they were getting ready to give God some praise. And on the 7th time, they begin to shout. They begin to give God the glory. Can I tell somebody today, you might be on your 7th time. You say, well, preacher, I've been praying. I've been fasting. Ain't nothing's been happening. But can I tell you today, maybe you're on your 7th time. Go ahead and pray again. Go ahead and fast again. Go ahead and give him glory again. It's your time for a victory. It's your time to win. God said, stay connected. Don't allow anything to separate me. Hallelujah. Don't allow anything to separate you. You know what? When they begin to shout and give God the glory, the walls begin to come down. Jericho's wall begin to fall. They didn't have to do nothing but give God the praise. See, God is saying that I want you to just give me praise in the midst of it, in the midst of whatever you're going through, in the middle of your trials, in the middle of your tribulation, in the middle of your pain, in the middle of your famine, in the middle of your nakedness, in the middle of your peril, in the middle of your sword. Praise him in the middle. Stay connected. Don't allow anything, hallelujah, to separate you from the love of God. He says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He loved us so much that he died on Calvary's cross. He died for not his sin, but he died for yours and mine. It wasn't his sin that he died for, but it was our sin. The thieves that were up there, one said that if you be the Son of God, save us and save yourself. Why don't you come down? But he stayed up there for you. He stayed up there for our hang-ups. He stayed up there for our troubles, for our famines, our persecutions, for our distress, our peril, our sword. He stayed up there for us. Hallelujah. He could have came down at any time, but he stayed up there. Stay connected. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. He says, for I am persuaded. Are you persuaded? See, you got to be convinced in whom you serve. Job was convinced. He said, for I know my Redeemer liveth. He couldn't trace him. You got to be able to trust God when you can't trace him. You got to be able to trust God when there is no answer. You've been seeking God for an answer, but that God, for whatever reason, is not giving you an answer. But you still got to trust him, even when you can't trace. Job trusted God. He said, for I know my Redeemer. Job was saying, I am persuaded that I know, that I know, that I know that he lives. You got to be persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers. Principalities and powers, that's from Satan and his enemies. That's from Satan and his demons. Hallelujah. There are powers at work that we can't even see. The enemy is trying to disconnect you from God. That's why sometimes we don't pray, because we feel disconnected from God. But can I tell you, stay connected. Paul was saying, stay connected. Don't let nothing separate you from God. Paul says that I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Paul said, I don't care what's happening right now. I might be in the worst of worst places, but I'm going to not allow whatever things I'm dealing with presently to separate me from the love of God. He said, nor things to come. There may be some things down the line, but I'm not going to. It doesn't matter what the enemy has set up for me. You've got to know one thing, that no weapon formed against you will prosper. He didn't say the enemy was not going to form any weapons. He said he was. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The devil right now is thinking of ways to get you to trip up, to get you to fall, to get you to quit, get you to give up on God. But you got to be persuaded that nothing that he forms is going to cause you to be disconnected from God. It says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Look what he said. Nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth. Paul said, I might be high. I ain't going to allow success to separate me from God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to allow it to happen. Saul, he was the first king of Israel. God chose him to be king. But when he got into power, Saul he became self-willed. And he went away from God. See, God never left Saul. Saul left God. And because of that, Saul suffered a great fall. But he chose David after him. And David became a man after God's own heart. He began to do what God wanted him to do. Paul is saying that even though I reach great successes, I may get high, but I'm not going to allow success to separate me from the love of God. People have allowed success to separate them from God. They do well until they get money. They do well until they get fame. And then they separate themselves from God. But Paul said, I'm not going to allow height nor depth. Paul saying that if I get low and I ain't got nothing, I'm not going to allow the depths of what this world may take me to separate me from the love of God. Paul said, I am persuaded. See, we've got to be persuaded. We've got to become convinced that we're not going to allow this world or anything in this world to separate us from God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. Praise the Lord there. Hallelujah. Pastor Boyce, thank you for joining. Hallelujah. You've got to be convinced to allow to not allow anything to separate you from the love of God. Hallelujah. He says, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's not going to separate himself from us. We leave God. But Paul is saying, stay connected. Stay connected to God. Don't allow anything to separate you from God. We're going to go through some things in this life. Jesus warned us. Said, for in this world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. See, when we know that God has already overcome, and you know what? He has gone through everything that we will go through. So we can't say, well, Lord, you don't know my story. You don't know what I had to go through. Oh, yes, he does. The Bible says he was tempted at all points, but yet without sin. Hallelujah. He touched our infirmities. Hallelujah. He went through what we went through. So there's no excuse to separate you, to be separated from God. Don't allow troubles. Don't allow tribulation. Don't allow peril. Don't allow sword. Don't allow nakedness. Don't allow famine. Don't allow height. Don't allow death. Don't allow anything to separate you from the love. You got to have a made up mind that for God I live and for God I serve. Joshua did it well. He said, for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. He made it up in his mind. I don't know about you, what you're going to do. But as for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to get disconnected from God. You know what? God is our power source. If you ever have anything electronically, in electronics, just disconnect it from the power source. It quits working. See, when we disconnect ourselves from God, everything we want to work, it won't work. Hallelujah. Stay connected. Don't allow anything to separate you from the love of God. Hallelujah. So I'm out of time, but not out of word. So join me again on next Tuesday for a word from the Lord. Again, stay connected. Don't allow anything to separate you from the love of God. You be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., and our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir would sing. Thank you.